Ms. John said testing for COVID-19 continues to present a challenge. The Chief Health Promotion Officer said the only indicators to monitor any increase in cases solely depends on admissions and deaths.
Persons have been asking, are we seeing a spike in cases? Are we seeing an increase in the number of cases? We're still monitoring the situation, but just like other countries around the region and around the globe, we do realize that there's a significant decrease in terms of the people who are getting tested. And that's within our testing sites where the information can be logged and recorded and reported accordingly. So we do recognize that that's a challenge. So in this particular phase, The indicators that we're going to use to monitor the spike or to monitor any increase in cases would have to be admissions and deaths, unfortunately. And so we've seen for June that we've had about 5 deaths, including an 8-month-year-old baby, which is our youngest, that we've seen so far. And in terms of the number of persons who have been hospitalized, we're seeing just like a steady, not anything too major at this point, but we're still seeing people who are hospitalized. And of course, the numbers in vaccinated versus unvaccinated, the unvaccinated is still very much trending upwards in that regard.
Chief Health Promotion Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John. Regionally, 85,488 is the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Barbados since the outbreak, and the total number of deaths recorded in Antigua and Barbuda since the outbreak of COVID-19 now stands at 142. Internationally, Pfizer and BioNTech announced a new clinical trial for universal COVID-19 vaccine candidates. They say the candidates will include T-cell enhancing shots and pan-coronavirus shots that protect against the broader family of viruses and its mutations. A key challenge for the vaccine is whether or not it will be able to maintain efficacy as the virus mutates. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.